Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Chateleli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kantemiri ngokusinika uhlelo ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 2 Nhlangula 2023 uPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abeze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona.
Inhliziyo zethu lezi mazimendeke. Ma kusehlula, sicela ukuthi sihlale laye lapha. Imbuzo esilayo asiphendule mhlawumbe kungaba le solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduze.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazwe weGukurahundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000. Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalamcabango ukwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Namhlanje bekulilanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho oluhlelwe kuqhutshwa mhla ka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Abanye abakade beze ukuzobhalisa namhlanje bebekhala ngokuthi bekuthatha isikhathi eside ukuba nabathole usizo lokuthi benelise ukwenza njalo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esebeke ilanga lokhetho okutsho ukuba ngomthetho wakuleli akusela muntu osezabhalisa ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka. Njengoba kulilanga lokugcina lokubhalisa ukuvota bekuphithizela kule ndwendwe ndawo zonke abatsha labadala bezama ukusebenzisa lelo thuba lokugcina ukuze benelise ukuvota ngoNcwabakazi mhla ka 23. Indawo ezifana lesisiu eMbare laseBudiriro bekuyinhlabathi abantu bezama ukuba amabizo abo enelise ukuba khona kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota olwe voters roll yalonyaka. Omunye obefuna ukubhalisa ukuvota umnumzana Brisk Thulani Ncube uthi uthwale nzima ukuze enelise ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Ngisuke ofisini ngaya ezekhe ekuseni, it was around 9 AM, and sifika ngale basitevele sokulabantu akade bekhona ku-queue besibona from ngo-half 7 sebefikile ku-queue batade lokhu bengakarejistwa. Kula muntu obeqalisa ukurejista okade serejistile ngaleso sikhathi besibona abantu bezekhe bathe basathatha kuphela abama-transfers.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngomunye osakhulayo laye ohlala eHarare kodwa emzini oyi-Highfield uLove Modube.
Bekule nkinga zakho ikakhulu besifika laphana uthole ukuthi abantu abanye bayaziqhuxela, abanye bakhangela ama-WhatsApp khona beza kubuza ukhuphe isithuba. Mina ukubona kwami ukwenza komsebenzi wawo khona bekungayenzi ukujahliwe.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni uthi namhlanje ube ekhuthaza abaningi ukuthi babhalise ukuvota ngoba isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye.
Namhla lilanga lokugcina eliyokuthi abafuna ukuvota ku-2023 baregister, so sibone abantu ngokwanda kwabo sebedidizela ukuthi baregister babone ukuthi amabizo abo labo akhepchiwe yi-Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Kuqakathekile ukuthi umntana kaZulu laye aphathiseke endabeni le eyokuvota ukwenzela ukuthi abe nesinkulumo angasiyenza endabeni zokubuswa kwelizwe la.
Umsekeli webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Addington Mpofu uthi ibandla lakhe lizimisele kunqoba kukhethwe esithi namhlanje ube ongomunye oncedisa lo ofuna ukuba ngumeli wempophoma umnumzana Admire Maskati ukubhalisa ukuvota.
Hambani liregister ukuvotela uHis Excellency ubaba umongameli uComrade Edim Nangagwa. So we have done a lot and ngamalanga wona lawa amabili akade sisile, we have registered a lot of people. Abaninga kulu, that I can safely say we are cruising towards victory, and we are cruising smooth.
Istudio 7 yehlulekile ukukhuluma lezisebenzi zekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC endaweni obekubhaliswa ukuba abantu benelise ukuvota ngoba bebengela lathuba lokuphefumula kulabantu abaningi abakade bezobhalisa. Lesikhulumeli seZEC umnumzana Robert Kiwa ubesithi ke nelisi ukukhuluma ngoba esemhlanganweni ngesikhathi intatheli izindaba zifuna ukuzwa icele lezeki ngalolu daba. Umongameli Mnangagwa ngumvulo uveze kugwalo ndaba lukahulumende olwe Government Gazette ukuba ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Ubike njalo ukuba idale lokubhalisa kwalabo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lolu ele-Nomination Court lizahlala emthethwandaba oya i-court mhlaka 21 Nhlangula lisamukela amaphepha alabo abafuna ukuba ngomongameli ukuthi lizahlala njalo emadale abomantshi ukuba lamukele amabizo alabo abafisa ukuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende lamakhansili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazi oyikukurawundi emandebeleni lenkabazwe lapho kwabulawa khona abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili 20,000 libutho lesizwe i-50 Brigade. Kusehlakalo esenzakala ilizwe lisanda kuthola uzibuse ngomnyaka 1983 abasila kulo umbhuqazwe abezombusazwe lenkokheli zomdabu bakhuluma kabanzi ngomphoqazwelo. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imuli ezabona abazali bedutshulwa betshiswa kodwa bona basinda kumbhuqazwe weGugurahundi balandisa kabuhlungu ngokulahlekelwa kwabo bethi impilo yahle yatsheka bakhula kubuhlungu. Unkosazana Patricia Dlamini uthi unina wasila ekutshisweni ngoba wayesenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi lwamasotsha awe-5th Brigade.
Inhliziyo zethu lezi mazimendeke. Ma kusehlula sicela ukuthi sihlale laye lapha. Imbuzo esilayo asiphendule mhlawumbe kungaba le solution ukuthi inhliziyo zethu ziduduzeke. Simbuze imbuzo esilayo ngaphakathi ukuthi kanti babulawe lana abazali bethu uthi uyisakhamizi ukuthi uli-distant ngayiphi indlela.
Ekhuluma esemhlanganweni owe-World Economic Forum ezenyanga ezimbili engene embusweni umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi yena uzimisele ukuhlangana labasinda kumbhuqazo weGugurahundi bakhulumisane.
As Minister for National Security, that is National Intelligence, that is correct.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngangingumphathi ntambo obona ngezomvikela labachuphi ekhaya, asitho ukuthi okwenzakalayo kumele kulahlwe. Labo ababhekana lo mbhuqazwe weGugurahundi bengathi ngizekhulumisana labo ngizakuya.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhethu likaZulu uthi langxa isikhathi sesiside kwenzakala inkemenkeme yalumbhuqazwe akula okuthe kwenziwa ukuthoba amanxeba.
Khulusizi ukubana ngemva kweminyaka engu-40 umbhuqazwe selokhu wenziwayo uhulumeni weZimbabwe abantu abahlukunyezwayo lelizwe jikelele ngabalinikwa ithuba lokubana bekhulume ngokwenzakalayo, ngabalinikwa ithuba lokuthi kuthiwo ukuthi kungenziwa njani. Bonile ummeli wedale lephalamende oli-immunity exotshwa ephalamende kodwa ngelinye icele siyambona ophethe ilizwe esithi abantu abakhulume ngakho bekhululekile.
Unduna Khulumani Mathema waseGwanda ngomunye othi wathinteka ngalo mbhuqazwe kodwa njengenkokheli zomdabu abaphiwanga amandla okuthi luphathwe njani lolu daba.
Ungakhumbula kuhle nxa njengomuntu owazi into zemedia kulezi nduna ezahanjiswa esizaleni zisiyafundisa ukuthi umhlaba vele ukuphatha njani udaba le-genocide kuGugurahundi. Kodwa thina sike sibuya njengesizwe kasisasebenzisanga lokhana ukusetshenziswa umhlaba wonke jikelele. We reinvented the wheel, which I believe ngokunjalo kutho ukuthi into esiyenzayo hhayi lizaba nje ukuyakhanya ukuthi kudlalwa ngenhlungu zabantu.
Inkokheli zomdabu, inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu, amabandla okholo lezombusazwe lozulu jikelele, bathi bakhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo umbhuqazwe weGugurahundi. Okwamanje uhulumende sewapha inkokheli zomdabu amandla ukuba ziphathe umsebenzi wokukhumisana umlotha ngombhuqazwe lo, kodwa uZulu lenkokheli zomdabu azivumelani lakho. Engena embusweni eminyakeni emihlanu edlule, umongameli Emmerson wayethembise ukuba udaba lolu uzalulunyisisa, kodwa sekuyiwa njalo kolunye ukhetho lokhu lungakalunyisiswa. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi uhulumende akalawo umcabango wokwethula isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe lisebenzise idola leMelika ngokugcweleyo, ngoba lokhu kungadala inhlupho eziningi ezigoqela ubuyanga kanye lokuvimba intuthuko yomnotho welizwe. UNokuthaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba eseVictoria Falls.
Lokhu kuphume ngosuku lwesithathu lomhlangano wabakumsebenzi wokwemba oweZimbabwe Chamber of Mines Conference oqhutshelwa eVictoria Falls ngesikhathi uZulu weZimbabwe ekhala ngokuthi akasela themba lemali yama-RTGS engasamukelwa ngosomabhizimusi abaningi lengatsha eziningi zikahulumende. Usibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Manguja, uthi lokhu sekubangele ukuba amabhanga aswele imali eyaneleyo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe, ngoba iningi selifihla imali ngaphansi komqamelo. UManguja uzame ukuchasisa ukuthi kungani umcabango wokusebenzisa idola leMelika lingalungelanga ilizwe, esithi iRBZ izasungula indlela zokuthenga igolide entsha ebizwa kuthiwa yi-gold-backed digital tokens ezasetshenziswa loba emavinkilini nguZulu.
Siyaxeka njengelizwe ukuthi singasebenzisa imali yeMelika ngokugcweleyo, akuyenzi. Ngakho kufuze siqinisele ebunzimeni lobu singesali sisiya phambili. Lizabe lithenga lisebenzisa igolide lenu, kusitsho ukuba lizathumezelana imali lisebenzisa uhlangothi lwethu.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ngezombusaze umnumzana Farai Mushoriwa usole okukhulunywa ngabe-RBZ esithi akusoze kusebenze eZimbabwe ngesimo somnotho esikhona esilizweni sokuwa kwamandla edola lakuleli nxa liqathaniswa ledola leMelika.
Kuzaba lomthetho na ozasekela lokho, ngoba angeke sibe nemali entsha engelasiphawulo sombuso.
Umbuzo lo ugcizelelwe ngumphathintambo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Godfrey Dube esithi ilizwe kalisebenzise imali mbolekwa, lelizwe lizimele ngezomnotho.
Ngabe iZimbabwe iyabuyela isebenzise imali yaseMelika, isebenzise imali yamarandi pakana i-economy yethu ibe ngcono? Ku-obala ukuthi lokho kwenziwa ngugovernor yokuphikisana loZulu wonke lakanye lama-members aweparliament amaningi ale feeling yokuthi ngabe siyabuyela sisebenzise le imali okwesikhathi esifitshane sisalungisa okwangkha.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi uyasekela ukuthi uhulumende asebenzise imali yakuleli, kodwa okwe-e-gold akusebenzi ngoba uZulu omningi usemaphandleni.
Hhathi kayisebenzi eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bahlala emakhaya, 60% e-population ihlala emakhaya, i-connectivity hayi kayikho.
Umnumzana Joel Gabuza omele ibhinga edale lephalamende uthi isizathu imali yakuleli uhulumende esithi kayihlale yindlela esetshenziswa ngezinye inkokheli ukweba.
Akula mntu oyifunayo layo, uhulumende kasayifuni. Kodwa ayisoze iphume ngoba ngani, i-reserve bank iyayisebenzisa ukuthi betshontshe kuhle. Bengaprinta ama-RTGS bewafake ku-black market, sebeyakuquluza wonke ama-US ayabe khona ku-market betshintsha lama-RTGS ukwenzela ukuthi betshontshe imali yabantwana beZimbabwe.
Abe-RBZ baqina ngelokuthi lokhu kusemthethweni kuziqondiso zebhanga leli ku-section 49 la ku-7.2. Igolide lemali leli e-RBZ RBZ ithi izabe ihlala kumakhadi ahambelana lawa amabhanga njalo isetshenziswa ngobulembu be-internet emavinkilini. Intengo yempahla ikhuphuke ngezinga eliphezulu kakhulu kusukela kumaviki adluleyo, lokhu kubangelwa yokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga idola leMelika elilodwa kubosiphatheleni eseliqanise lafika kunkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola eZimbabwe 5,000. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa zisungule inhlelo zokusebenzisana labo sowabo abasekhaya zokufundisana amakhono emisebenzi kungela mbadalo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Lolu hlelo lusungulwe ngemva kokuba unkosazana Nobuhle Ajiti owenobuhle Vidi Foundation ebuze abalandeli bekhasi leFacebook yenhlanganiso yakhe ukuthi yini abangasizana ngayo kumakhono empilo. Unkosazana Yulin Mazulu Mnethwa oseJohannesburg ulolwazi olujulileyo kakhulu ngokwenziwa kwesepa lamafutha okugcobisa ivasilena. Uthe ngokuzwa umkhosi wasukumela phezulu wabona sekufika amaxuku abantu abazodinga ikhono lakhe.
Okungenze ngacabanga ukuthi ngisize abantu ngale ndlela yokuthi nginanzelela ukuthi abaningi abakithi abasebenzi njalo abanye sebefisa ukubuyela back ekhaya. So ukufika kulo msebenzi wezandla ofundeleyo owaziyo kungcono yakule ndawo ongaqala khona ukwenza something empilweni, njalo mina ngifundise ukwenza iwashing powder levaseline. So far abantu sengibafundisile bangu-20, first group yayilabantu abayi-10, second group yabale-10.
Unkosikazi Lona Mpanza ngomunye wasebezintshanju ekwenzeni isepa levaselina ngemva kokugavelwa ulwazi unkosazana Mnethwa.
AmaZulu umama lothando kakhulu usifundise esibekezelela saze sakwazi ukuzwisisa ukuthi lezi zinto zenziwa kanjani, and esifundisa ngaphandle kokusitshaja lutho, esifundisa nje mahala. And le nto osenzela yona singumphakathi singama-ladies ngicabanga ukuthi iyasivuselela kakhulu singomama. Izosenza sikwazi nathi ukuthi sizimele, sikwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukufaka isinkwa etafuleni for abantwana.
Unkosazana Pamela Phiri ohlala eTroyville eJohannesburg yena ubize abafuna ukubhaka amakhekhe lokunye okunengi okubhakwayo.
So far bengisafundise umuntu oyedwa ku-group kanobuhle, kodwa ke ukushare ama-skills yinto engijwayele ukuyenza, nokushare kwamanye ama-group abomama angiqali kuveji. But ngendlela engithole ngayo i-response ku-group ka-Nobuhle Foundation, hayi kubukeka mpela abantu balijabulele usizo, bonele futhi baningi abanye asebe-offer nama-skills wezandla ukuncedisa.
Unkosazana Zinhleni Ndlovu ngomunye wabazwe lolu bizo ekubulawayo laye wasabela. Yena-ke ufundise umama ukuthunga ingwane zomceco okuyinto esihuge abanenge. Okwakhathesi unkosazana Charlene Awakhiwe Ndlovu kobulawayo usebize abafuna ukuzofundela ukubhaka. Ukhona oseUvel eGoli osebize abafuna ukulungisa amasofa, kanti omunye oselokishini leBeria ubize abafuna ukufundela ukukhanyisa ngamasola ezindlini zabo. Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa balahlekelwe imisebenzi, kanti-ke abanye balungiselela ukubuyela ekhaya ngemva kokwesulwa ngamaphemithi abebewasebenzisa. AbaseZimbabwe labo babhekane lohlupho lokusweleka kwemisebenzi. Lolu hlelo lokwabelana amakhono okusebenza kukhangelelwe ukuthi luzasiza imuli eziningi ukuxotsha umanguye eziko. Ngimelestudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu.
sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso kumsakazo we Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala emazweni afana leBotswana leSouth Africa bathi kungaba nzima ukuthi babuyele ekhaya ukuyavota ikakhulu kukhangelwe ukuthi amanye amabizo awakho kugwalo loluhlu lwabazavota lonyaka ole voters roll. Intethelele izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugceleyo eseHaberon kweleBotswana.
Ilanga lokhetho elisandwa kubekwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa alisaphathanga kuhle abaphandle kwelizwe abafisa ukuyakhaya ukuyavota ngoba baseBotswana kanye leSouth Africa sebekhathazekile ngembiko abayizwayo yokuthi uluhlu lwagwalo lokuvota lwe-voters roll alumanga kuhle. Abanye bewaswela amabizo abo lapho ababhalise ukuthi bazavotela khona. Umhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi lusuku osolubekiwe ukuthi eZimbabwe lizaqhuba ngalo ukhetho lokudinga inkokheli entsha. Ilanga leli luwela phakathi kwe-view ngolwesithathu osekuchiya abanye abangaphandle kwelizwe besithi alibamelanga kuhle ukuthi bayifika ekhaya bevote. Umnumzana Ncwabutho Mabhena umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe community kwele South Africa uthi iningi elingaphandle kwelizwe likhathazwa ukuthi alisoze liphumelele ukuyahlola amabizo abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll ngenxa yesikhathi.
Abanye bakhathazekile ukuthi amabizo abo engabe engekho ku-voters roll njengoba sibona ukuthi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe umphakathi uze uzohlola i-voters roll. Siyananzelela ukuthi abanye abantu bakhitshwe lapho mele bavotele khona bafa ukuthi bavotele kwezinye indawo.
Abanye abafana lomnumzana Mthabisi Dube ose Johannesburg kwele South Africa bathi indleko zokuyavota ekhaya lokuthi ilanga elibekelwe liphakathi kweviki kuzakwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi bafinyelele ekhaya.
Siyafisa sibili ukuyavota kodwa ngakhangela imali efunakalayo ukuthi uhambe uphenduke kwesinye isikhathi kawuhambi wedwa lababili kumbe labathathu emulini. Njalo ilanga leli lokuvota liphakathi kweviki akuhambeki uma kunjalo.
Kukanti umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo oseHabroni layo ukhala ngokuthi ilanga laphakathi kweviki alimeli kuhle inengi.
Ubeka kwakusuku phakathi kweviki sokuzayenza ukuthi abanye abantu especially abantu abasebenza izisebenzi ikakhulu ngoba phakathi kweviki abantu babebhizi besebenza. Mhlawumbe ngakuthi ukubeke kwabangewejendi ukuze abangcono bawonke umuntu abantu abaningi bakwazi ukuthola ithuba lokuthi njani bephumula ama-weekend bekwazi ukuyavota nje insukadezi eminyaka edlulileyo lokusenzakala njalo.
Kule nhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa emazweni ayitsheniwe ngezansi kwezikalo zika-Afrika aphezu kwemizamo yokuthi aphathisa abeZimbabwe ikakhulu ngendleko ukuthi baphindele ekhaya bayivota. Inhlanganiso lezi lokhu ezibamba imihlangano emazweni ayitsheniwe afana leBotswana leSouth Africa ethapha imboni yabeZimbabwe kulawo mazwe ukuthi bengaphathiswa njani ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayephatheka kukhetho. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHabron kweleBotswana.
Ichi Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, 7 upokine.
Uhlelo Waza Friday liviki sileqembu elicula umdumo wezokholo ele amaqhawe okuthula. Lona eselethule idlaladi elitsha elesihloko esithi kulungile baba. Iqembu leli lidabuka eNkayi kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Lapha umkhokheli walo uXolani Chuma uxoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo kweStudio 7.
You are the King of Kings, mighty Jehovah. You are the Lord of Lords, our Father. We sing Ebenezer to you, Lord.
Ebenezer, Baba. Usikhuli wabalani. Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
Siba mazulu kulu wakho baba.
Angibingelele kubalaleli undawo zonke dabuka phansi kwelenkayi empumelelo ikola phezuka khona thina ezingeni lomculo qale umculo eminyakeni aphelile ngo-December qale senza ama single track saya kwathi ngo-April sayenza khona i-album yethu enengoma eziyi-10 yona i-theme yayo ethi yona kulungile.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Umculo wethu utholakala ku YouTube, uyawuthola Xolani and Maqhaya Okuthula Gospel. Uyasidinga ikho lapho esitholakala khona. Kuthi ke uma ngabe ufuna okuningi uyamthola, uyanithinta kuleyo number engiyibizile, yikho lapho ongathola khona ukwazi ukuthi uthole okuningi mayelana neqembu. Angabethanda ukuxhumana nami ngitholakala kunombolo ezithi zona 076 56 08 54. Ngicula ngilana ezweni laseSouth Africa.
Ubachiyela waphamazi abalandeli.
Emazwe engishiyela yona ukuthi nginithembise ukubana ngizoqhubeka sinenzela umsebenzi omuhle emsebenzini esawuthunywa ngusomandla ngubana sishumayele izwi lakhe ngesimo somculo.
Thembali ukholisile umculo ozothileyo, umculo wengoma zomdumo wokholo ebesiphiwa ngama ngiliqembu elizibiza ngokuthi amaqhawe okuthula. Lingakhohlwaki ukubana ku live talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakalani. Okwenzakale namhlanje ngosuku lobugcina lokubhalisela uvota kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka lokudinga amakansela, amalunga edale lephalamende kanye nomongameli welizwe. Singeke hlukane isihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abize ukuzobhalisa namhlanje ngelanga lokugcina lokubhalisela ukuvota kukhetho lwalonyaka bebekhala ngendwendwe ezinde ebezikhona. Lonyaka iZimbabwe yenelisa iminyaka engamashumi amane 40 kwaba lombhuqazo eGukurawundi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisa yonke Praxis Jeremiah.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.